Hey student, may we ask you if you see light at the end of the tunnel? Is your university adventure finally coming to an end? Are you excited about job life and how it's going to change everything? Can you already feel that money in between your fingers? Yes? Okay, but hold on. Have you been preparing anything so it can happen in that way? Have you ever talked to future employers, researched the chances in different work areas, or developed the necessary skills while studying? Have you even thought about what you wanted to do with the degree to start with, or what steps you'd like to take after uni?
Well, we had a friend, or rather colleague, who really didn't think much about those things. Though, being signed to a learning institution that took all his parents' money, he had to at least try. So, he ended up with a lot of things swirling around in his mind. Anything but useful stuff, to be honest. When he wasn't too tired of the process the day before or the day before that, he tried to find answers to highly important questions like what to do to reach the highest level of being drunk the fastest? Which event was currently of least importance in order for him to successfully update his Facebook status? He figured out how to build the most ergonomic paper plane during class, one of those that would hit the lecturer in the head. He also acquired to get better in biology by looking for hookups and to improve his brain functionality by sleeping in late. Okay, granted, he did learn the relevant stuff on occasion, but less for himself or his future, but rather to merely pass his exams. He enjoyed his student existence, unaware that he would eventually be confronted with the finish line and that he had to cross it somehow. After all, uni was just the preparation for an even bigger race, adulthood and work life. Now his problems were about as big. He didn't properly prepare anything. He didn't plan ahead. Ended up without a job, without money, without a perspective. And joy went downhill too. Plus, he realized that he lost a lot of precious lifetime by not taking it very serious. Enjoying student life is one thing, but he could have carried that joy over to his career, which will ultimately last him for a good 40 years that are still ahead of him. He could have done it, if only he had been a little smarter. Smart, like students are supposed to be. The question is, are you smart? Smarter than him? Then listen up. We'll tell you what you can do to make your transition smooth, so you don't have to consider ending up as nothing more than the bachelor on trash television. Or, not to exclude any ladies listening, as one of his pursuers.
Alright, first things first. You should use some of your precious vacations to get a little bit of experience. It doesn't really matter what you do, just ask for an internship at a company that you find interesting. Nothing too serious. You don't have to use the complete free time you have in the vacation for that, just a month or so, to get an idea of what you'd like to do with your life. If you did not enjoy your internship, well, don't see it as wasted time, but rather as one thing to not consider doing later on. But doing nothing during the vacations, that's wasted time indeed. Maybe your university even has partnerships with the companies you'd like to have an internship at. That's easy to find out online, or think about if you know someone who could get you such an opportunity. Internships are always a great chance to both get experience and to get into contact with companies. If you had such an internship at a company that you actually enjoyed, this might be the first step into working there.
Or, while you're at uni, take advantage of the fact that they're offering plenty of opportunities to inform yourself about future job possibilities. You can visit specialized seminars that are truthfully being funded by your tax money. So, why not go there and make it worth? You can actually collect credit points by doing so. You therefore receive a payback as a byproduct of your interest that will actually get you closer to your goal of finishing your degree program. Have you ever heard of Cubus? They make it possible that you can hear from people from the industry, talk about their experiences, and for you to get advice firsthand. There, you can usually get a good overview of the different academic workplaces and an outlook on what to expect. Everyone's very open, and they're mainly giving their talks because they want to recruit the next generation of employees. Remember that. Maybe you can manage to establish direct contact with some of them, which could lead to one of those internships we just talked about. This can be an honored part of the program as well. And who knows? If you're lucky, you could meet your future boss.
A very important factor that most just ignore is that there is no ultimate need to work in the field that you have studied. If you just look for a job in this specific field, you might look for a very long time. Especially with English studies, there are not that many chances to find work in that exact field. But hope is not lost, quite the contrary. Keep in mind, English is the most important language for trade, programming, many of the STEM fields, and pretty much everything else that requires global communication. These are valid and viable options as well. Furthermore, English studies in Düsseldorf requires a minor subject. You should have basic knowledge in that field as well, and this should allow you to search in a larger field from the very beginning. In the end, it's all up to you what you want to do. But whatever you do, don't wait until the last second, or you might miss the train, like it truly happened to you before. It wasn't a nice experience, was it? You stood there, left in the rain. Unfortunately, another job opportunity won't arrive as scheduled within an hour or two. So take an hour or two now to make sure you'll catch one. We wish you all the best for your ride.